Well, good morning and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. You know, we at Independence Baptist Church are very thankful to be able to be a part of your Sunday morning, and we thank the Lord that He's allowed us to be on the air again. And so we ask that you keep us in our prayers as we do the radio broadcast, and then we pray that we'll be a blessing and encouragement to everyone that listens. And the plan for doing that is to do it simply by sharing the Word of God with you. You know, and the Word tells us about our condition before God. It tells us the one and only way of salvation from sin, and it tells us about the promises that God has for our eternity. But, you know, in addition to all those things, the Bible is also full of words of wisdom about how to live, how to treat other people, and in all honesty, how to treat our own bodies. And it's along those lines that we want to spend the next couple of weeks. So listen in as Pastor Reynolds uses the Bible to talk about some of the things that we're supposed to avoid in this life.
This morning, I'd like to speak on the subject of what does the Bible say about the use of tobacco or any illegal drug. Now, you might think immediately, I wonder what text he's going to use for this subject. It's easy. The book of Romans, chapter 12, and verse number 1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I know that many people, when I announce the subject of preaching about the use of tobacco or other illegal drugs, that you will think that I have quit preaching and now I've gone to meddling. Well, I really don't mean to meddle in your life, but I do mean to bring out what the Bible says about general wickedness and many of the things that we can say about the use of tobacco or illegal drugs can also be used to speak about dancing or a general wickedness or whatever. You see, many people today, when they think about using tobacco or illegal drugs or whatever, they want to find a Bible verse that says, don't use tobacco. Or they want to find a Bible verse that says, thou shalt not use any kind of illegal drugs. But really, there is no passage in the entire Bible that says that. There's not a Bible verse also that says, don't dance. Why is that? Well, I know that men put a lot of emphasis upon the fact that God says to do or God says to not do. But really, what God wants us to understand is the principle of godly living. God wants us to understand more than just a list of do's and don'ts. God wants more than just a bunch of robots. God wants people that really want to do what He wants them to do. That's why Romans 12 in verse number 1 is an ideal text for this passage. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. One thing I know, this verse, Romans 12, verse number 1, is absolutely the truth. I know that we ought to present our bodies a living sacrifice to a most holy God. With all of this in our mind, let me ask you something. The first use of tobacco or illegal drugs, did God suggest that to you? Think of that. Did God suggest that you use tobacco or illegal drugs? Were you in a church service when the pastor convinced you from the Word of God that you ought to use tobacco or any kind of illegal drug? Or did someone other than a faithful servant of God introduce you to these wicked substances? Listen, can you use these bad substances in the name of, or that is by the authority of, the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, does the Spirit of God lead you into use of tobacco? The Bible says in the book of Romans 8 and verse number 5, so they that are of the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are of the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. The Bible furthermore says in the book of 1 Corinthians 10, verse number 31, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God the Father. You see, it's real plain, is it not? When you use tobacco or illegal drugs, can you give God the glory for using it? Or do you wish you had never even started using these destructive substances? Can you thank God for the destruction of your natural body because you partake of these destructive items? Think of that. Does the use of tobacco or illegal drugs put young people or older people, as far as that's concerned, in the best of company or in the questionable company? I'm not saying now that all tobacco users are lost. I'm not even saying that those that use illegal drugs are lost. I am saying that bad habits accompany bad substances, such as swearing, smart talk, and all of that kind of thing. I am asking this very simple question. Is it good for young people to use these questionable substances? I'm asking, is it good for older people to use these questionable substances? Here's a question for parents. Do you recommend that your children learn how to smoke, dip, and chew? Do you want your children to learn how to use illegal drugs? Is there any verse in the Bible that parents can use to teach their children to use these things that tear down those that use them? Is there any verse in the Bible that you can use that says it's okay? Think of this. Would Christ have used any of these substances? Well, I think it's very doubtful that Christ ever smoked, dipped, or chewed, or used anything that would harm his body. Therefore, if you use these substances, you are not being like Christ. Therefore, if you use these substances, are you really being like Christ? Think of that. Think of that. Do these substances really belong to a separated people, a people separated from the world by the cross of Jesus Christ? 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 19 states, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you're not your own? Sometimes we don't even realize what the Bible says here. Let me read this passage to you again. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 states, what? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own? If you are saved today, the Holy Spirit of God lives in you. That's what the Bible is saying. And you should not defile your body, because the Holy Spirit lives there. When we are saved, our fleshly body becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. Therefore, no believer should defile the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit with ungodly tobacco use or illegal drugs at all. Now, I've heard said this, that using tobacco or illegal drugs is just like overeating. Some people do use that excuse. They compare the tobacco use, they compare illegal drugs with overeating. Some say that it is wrong to overeat, and it is also wrong to use tobacco and other illegal drugs, but one isn't any worse than the other. Well, of course, overeating is a sin, and continual overeating leads to many diseases, just as using tobacco and illegal drugs is a sin, which leads to many other kinds of sins. Let me ask you something. Is the intense craving for these substances a natural, God-given hunger? Or is the craving for tobacco and illegal drugs from Satan? Is the intense craving from God? Is tobacco or illegal drugs nourishment for your body? Matthew 6:11 states, "Give us this day our daily bread." Can we ask God to give tobacco or illegal drugs when we ask Him to give our daily food? Others will say, "It's nobody's business but mine." Well, let me tell you something. It's God's business. 1 Corinthians 6:20 states, "For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Romans 14:7 states, "For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself." Romans 14:21 states, "It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak." Romans 15:3 states, "For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of him that reproached thee fell on me." So we find that it is somebody else's business. First of all, it is God's business. If you are saved, you belong to the Lord. Not just your spirit, but your entire life belongs to the Lord. Jesus Christ has bought and paid for you with his own precious, sinless blood. Not only is it Jesus' business, but younger people will follow your example. If you are guilty of leading them into sin, God will judge you. If you lead them into righteousness, God will reward you. We are not of this world to please ourselves. We are to please our Heavenly Father, who guides us and protects us from all harm. Some people say, "I can be saved and still use tobacco and illegal drugs." Well, that is absolutely true. But let me ask you something. If you are truly saved, will you use tobacco or illegal drugs?
You know, we do pray that the message has been exactly what someone was needing to hear this morning. And if you have someone that you think will benefit from this message, please direct them to the audio section of our website. Now, from there, they'll be able to go into the radio broadcast section and listen to any of the messages that have been preached on the radio for Independence Baptist Church, including this one about avoiding the use of tobacco and illicit drugs. Now, that website address is www.independencebaptist.org. That was independencebaptist.org. And on that same website, you're going to find many different books and articles about the Word of God that you can download free of charge. So be sure and check that out as well. That was independencebaptist.org. Now, we would also like to encourage you to come and join us for services this morning. We're located at 124 South Main Street in Forestell, Missouri. And services will be starting this morning at 10 a.m. with Sunday school. Now, after Sunday school, we'll be meeting for Sunday morning worship services at 11 a.m. Then in the afternoon, we'll be meeting at 3:45 per prayer meeting, and then again at 4:30 for more worship services. And of course, during the week, if you're not able to come on Sunday, or even if you are, we still encourage you to come during the week. We'll be meeting for a Bible study every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Well, and of course, as it always does, the time has just absolutely flown by, and we're once again out of time this week, but we do thank you for attending. And we pray that you'll be able to join us again next Sunday for another message from God's Holy Word.